Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
One of my favorite times of the week when we get to do the Outcast podcast. And today's extra special because this is episode 111. That would be uno, uno, uno. That would be 111.
Yeah. Is that how you really say it, though?
Interesting.
Uno, uno, uno. I mean, I start saying it like that if it's real.
How do you say 111, Ramo? How are you?
Yes, please tell us.
I don't know.
Why do you mean you don't know?
I thought you were the freaking Puerto Rican.
Yeah, I am. I can count up to 100. This is my second language.
You're supposed to speak in Spanish.
Off. Oh, yeah.
You don't even speak Spanish.
What other language do you speak?
You're an imposter, sir.
What other languages do you speak? Please tell me.
I know a little bit of German.
Okay, so why do you say 111 in German?
I have to think about it.
Oh, see, me too.
Ask me later in the show.
Yeah, me too, after I Google that shit.
Oh, what the hell?
Just like you, though.
I was going to Google it. I was going to try to remember.
We've got a great show locked and loaded for you here with episode 111. We're going to be talking about Memphis's apology to Tomcat. Also, we're going to talk about some Bills. That's right, big Bills, not Bill Clinton, not the Buffalo Bills, but Senate. The Senate has passed a few bills, and we're going to talk about those. We also have Megan Thee Stallion and a sex tape. That could get interesting.
Here. Fun.
I can't believe she showed up. NFL draft is coming up soon, so we'll talk about what the Bears might do with the number one pick.
Still stink.
And do you know that you might go to jail if you become homeless in certain cities?
You were planning on doing that, weren't you, Ramo?
Also on, the rundown today, I see that they announced who's going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, if anyone cares.
Oh, that's right. Hell yeah, I care.
Okay. I don't tend to care what the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame says. I have my own Hall of Fame of people, and if you don't get in and I still like your music, well, you're a Hall of Famer to me, because they seem to be very petty about how they wait so long. Cher is just now getting in.
Cher got in?
Are you
finally
telling me that she can't get in her whole life until she's as old as Cher is?
I don't know, man.
How old is she?
They like hold people out until you're about to die, and then they let you in.
Well,
it's
NWA
it's like let her
in.
Enjoy it while she's...
Well, they were waiting for her to like come out maybe with something better, something else.
She got a young boyfriend, too.
Like, they were giving her like one more shot, because then once they put you in the Hall of Fame, it's kind of like you're done.
That's it.
You know, that's it.
Dying.
So they don't expect you to make anything else, you know? She were waiting. Maybe she was going to put something else out. Okay, she's done.
That's ridiculous.
I don't know. Who else got in?
Who else got in?
Yeah.
I don't have the information in front of me right
now. All right, well, we'll get back to that.
But there are some Hall of Fame inductees going in 2024, and Cher is one of them. She was the one name that stood out to me, and I always see all these old-timers that I think, why hasn't that person been in forever?
Well, congrats
they
to her.
A long time.
There's a lot of people in
what
front
was
of
like,
her.
What was like one of her hit songs?
Turn Back Time.
I knew he was going to say that.
And she had, Sonny and Cher had
a bunch,
big songs.
Yeah. Captain,
I got you, babe,
yeah. Didn't they do a skit show, Captain and Tennille or something like that?
They
that's a different group.
They had a little show, like a little.
They did. They had a skit show.
You guys remember the video that Cher did when she was on the aircraft carrier, and she was bouncing around with her bare ass. I mean,
had no ass. She ain't got no ass.
She did have the flattest. She had the flattest ass ever with the G string. It was just like
pancake ass.
Most people, the G string disappears at the top. This thing, you can see the whole fucking G string.
I mean, people freaking out like, "Oh my god!" It was like. What are we getting
now? People wear
about
those
here?
To the grocery store. It's no big deal to
it's
wear a thong.
Disgusting. Yuck.
Yeah, they look like actual panties on her.
I know, right?
No ass at all.
Nats at all.
We got the whole crew here today, as always. You know, we have perfect attendance, I feel like, for this show. Maybe
we're awesome.
Maybe there's been one or two misses, but out of 111 shows, you know, we've got a heck of a crew here. We are outcasts, somewhat lepers in the world. But we are here with you today, and we appreciate you listening.
Yes, we do.
And at this point, I'm going to give the microphone over to Memphis because he wanted to do some type of apology to Tomcat. I don't know what he's apologizing for, but go ahead and take over the show.
This would be a good time to fix my mic.
Oh, listen, I heard that Tomcat gets no bitches.
I still heard that.
But not for that, obviously.
So, all right. So last week, right, we were just dicking around outside the studio, just chit-chatting it up, and I was talking to Tomcat about his birthday because we were giving him a hard time that he let us forget his birthday. And I like to not forget my homie's birthday. So I was like, thinking to myself, I got to do something special for him. So I decided I was going to make him these magic brown. Actually, my wife was going to do it because the one she'd been making.
She's awesome.
Awesome.
Yeah, the wife. So she was going to. And so the day I was going to tell you, I forgot about it. I was like, you know, I'll just tell him next week. So last week was, I was telling him, I was like, I'm going to do something for you for next week. He was like, all right, cool, whatever. And I was going to do it, and I forgot. But here's the crazy part.
Because you got high?
Oh, dude, I was so high. But the reason why, that's hilarious. We had made some of those same brownies the week before, and we had been eating them. And so I'm like, damn. So last week when I came, I had some at home, but I forgot.
That's what again. Happened.
All right. That gets again. You jumped after the show, dog.
Oh, man, look, man, I'm up here trying to apologize. Hey,
thank you, though. I appreciate that. That's very cool. Nice.
But yeah, I'm going to make some for you thank next you. Week, though. Next week, that's because awesome. We forgot your birthday. That's so
we did. That was dick
some
of us.
Good brownies.
I got you. You know,
you
I
gave
got
me a little nugget.
Yeah, but I got you better than that. That's just.
That's cool. I
that's
appreciate
nothing,
that.
Bro.
Thank
come
you.
On.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'll take you out. We'll do dinner or lunch.
Oh, thank you.
Soon.
You guys are making me feel bad. I'm not sure if I did anything for Tom.
You did.
You bought you.
No, you
got
some
for
pizza
all of us,
over there.
Bro. Hell yeah, man.
Pizza.
Oh,
yeah.
Pizza.
It's a birthday party.
Yeah, it's a party. It's
yay.
A party.
Hell yeah.
I won't fight with you today.
It's a constant. Yeah, yeah. We'll see about that.
No, he's my friend. I love him.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2. We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Did you guys see the news that came down today in the Senate? A bill was passed today. A couple of them passed recently that we'll talk about. And the first time I started thinking about bill, I don't know if you guys remember this from back in the 80s. The bill is the School of Rock bill.
Oh, I yeah. am a bill.
Yeah, play that if you can.
Well, I am a bill.
Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Today it is still just a bill, but the Senate passed a bill forcing TikTok's parent company to sell or face a ban.
So here's the thing about
that.
Wow. That is not, though, the way they pass bills anymore. Now they jam them all together in what's called an omnibus.
They do
that. And they pass all this massive legislation all at once. And then they ram it through right at the end of a session when people are trying to go home in like 3 days.
Yeah, they do.
And then they have to vote on it. They can't read it. And they're like, vote on it, or you can't go home. And then they put all this stuff in it. So it's never just one bill that goes to committee, like that said, and then they vote on the bill and decide, hey, should we send this money to Ukraine or should we not? Nope, they jam Israel funding, Ukraine funding,
a whole bunch of stuff,
all the other stuff together, and they're like, pass it, or you're crazy, or, you know.
TK is 100% right. What he left out, they've always done that. It don't matter like who got the majority, who's in the House, whatever. Every administration, they've always done that.
Everybody does
something
it.
In. They've always done it. So even the shit that they're doing today, I don't want to be
partisan.
Sending no money over to fucking Israel. I mean, they want to keep fighting. Let them keep fighting. God bless them. That's y'all shit. We ain't in it, and we ain't sending our money. We work hard for our shit, yo. We got people out here on the street that we can't even take care of. But we want to send y'all money? Nah, that's y'all fight. We ain't got nothing to do with that.
Well,
we wish you luck.
I do think that we need to. I do think that we need to back up. I do think that we need to back up the people that are our allies.
Sure, 100%.
We've always
done.
We should.
But when this dude like this shit could have been ceased like a while ago.
Are we talking about something different now?
No.
No, we're talking about the bill because you were right, Tomcat.
Yeah,
because
they sent money over to Israel.
They packed
Taiwan,
a bunch of things
in.
What
Ukraine.
Was the first? What were we talking about? The first thing that was in the bill.
I love weed.
The first thing in the bill was the TikTok ban.
The TikTok ban.
Yeah, I think this is a little bit bigger than damn TikTok. I mean, those of us who don't have TikTok are not going to miss it. So personally,
they put
I don't care.
But I
they
I
put
think
a TikTok ban in a bill that is meant for funding for Israel and for Ukraine. And a lot of people would say we should fund those things.
Right.
And so then the TikTok bill, the TikTok ban's in there too.
In there, yeah.
It's in there too. So that's the kind of thing that's just like, what the shit, you know?
Well, and I honestly, as far as being capitalistic country, that's
what TikTok ban.
Well, no, I mean making somebody sell a company because they're too big and making too much money, like.
Yeah.
I think that's kind of fucked up.
So he got like, I was reading he's got like about a year.
Is that part of capitalism? Like,
oh, of course. That's some fucked up shit. But they also saying that like they've been selling our shit to China and all this other
I mean,
shit.
That's how much proof of that do we have? Like, somebody could come up and say that shit and just be like,
but
in today's society, it's hard to know if it's actually true.
Let's go ahead and cut that out. Let's not let that cancel get big. Let's go ahead and nip that out. Yeah, I'm fine with that.
But yeah, like, it's like, you know, it's not like, you know, you have to do this or, you know, secure this information or we're going to ban you. It's like, no, you have to sell it to one of us or we're going to ban you.
Oh, yeah,
it's
that's like, totally all right. What it is. That's exactly what it the is. They put
some shady ass shit.
Let me interject.
That's gangster as fuck.
Because I will say I've been to China, and when you go over there, you can't get on Snapchat. You can't get on Facebook. I mean, you can if you get on a virtual private network or you get on one of these, you know, off the grid. VPN. You're right, Memphis. But a lot of the locals there were on it and they were still on the Snapchat and they were still on the Facebook. But you wonder what goes on between our government, their government, the information they want us to see and how that plays a part in what's going on right now. Because some people will say, they want to get rid of TikTok because TikTok may be influencing us here in the States the way that will benefit them. And it becomes a war between our country and their country with people's data, with information that's being told on these. As you can tell with the younger generation, you put something on TikTok, it becomes gospel. Same thing with Instagram and these other platforms.
Pretty much.
Which is, not to cut you off, why I think it's bad that our government is kind of trying to take control of it, because they see that there's a free flow of information that they can't control, and they want to be able to control it.
That's
and
worrisome.
I don't like that the company is owned by a person who is, because all companies in China are subject to the CCP taking control of that company and getting the information or completely militarizing that company.
That's understood.
in their constitution in China.
That's worrisome.
It's a communist country.
That's right.
Worrisome.
So that's worrisome. But
sure.
Like, at the same time, a lot of people get their news from and you have to get all your news. You got to take it with a grain of salt. You can't just be like, oh, they said this on TikTok. That's what I believe. You got to kind of like.
Well, Twitter was that, what, maybe 5 years ago. I remember.
Mean, Twitter was like that. But Twitter also, the difference between Twitter and TikTok, there was people on Twitter that will hold you accountable. Like the whole, like any and everything that was like facts, like related, like if you needed facts, it was always on Twitter. Twitter's still the main place where people go and get their information. TikTok, however, is just like people be doing dumb shit for them, I'm concerned, and get paid for it, which I ain't not
going
to hustle.
That's all I've ever seen. I've never got news from there.
If you can make money from it, I ain't not gonna.
You mean the fat dude rolling in Cheetos ain't news?
Well,
what you talking about?
Unless you consider learning how to make money by pooping in a cup and sending it to some organization for $500 a stool.
You're just not on TikTok enough, because I think there's a lot of interesting
there's
information.
There's lots of information.
I'm not
missing anything on TikTok.
The only thing I go to TikTok for is Tomcast videos.
Thank you.
He plays some dope ass shit. And his beats are dope too.
When things are happening, people are videoing. They're TikToking.
Yeah.
So if you want to see what's happening on the ground,
I watch
you don't
got
to wait for the news person to go set up their camera and get out there. You got 10,000 people on the ground TikToking.
Or like I said, people go do it on Twitter first, because anything and all news always breaks on Twitter first. Like, nobody breaks news anywhere else but Twitter, because once it's trended on Twitter, that's how it gets to Instagram and TikTok and everything else. Twitter is like, y'all don't realize, because y'all not on Twitter like I am. Twitter is serious. Like, that's another world. And it's one of those things, if you don't know how to navigate it, do not get in it.
I haven't been on my Twitter in...
Twitter's fucking great.
Since before they called it X.
Yeah, we don't call it X. If you've been
never.
Yeah, like,
I have not.
Elon go suck a dick this week.
Oh man, you're being very cruel, Memphis. Yeah,
that's just me being nice.
Was a little kinky too.
I'd like to ask the cruel guy this: how do you feel about all the TikTokers? Because this is where I feel bad. Like, what about the guy that's making a living and feeding his family because he's got a famous TikTok page? And you are able to support your kids.
Oh, yeah,
and now
I'm
all
not,
of a sudden they're going to
what the hell is that?
That's my TikTok page. That's funny.
I wasn't talking about this video in particular.
I think you guys were playing, playing?
I see
Tomcat's
TikTok.
Texas Sun.
Yeah, y'all were playing Texas Sun.
We're playing an A minor to a G right there with a steady flow on our acoustic.
Is that you in the background, G?
Yeah.
You look very,
what? What do you? What
very different.
We got a nice comment.
You look like you should be fishing.
Yeah, well,
oh, we also got.
I like to fish.
We got good, love good, Texas Sun. Good. Fuck yes. Because
you look like it.
They like
yeah,
it.
Look at that.
But you know what? I'm not knocking nobody's hustle at all.
That's that money country.
You only wish you had that rhythm.
I like it. I like it, bro.
Me personally, I don't like TikTok because it's just a waste of time. And I don't like my time being wasted, and plus, it's just another digital distraction. I don't need, and I'm not making any money off of it.
What get about Candy AI?
Outside, get a haircut. Yeah.
Oh, there go the sound effects.
Yeah.
Oh.
Get your punk ass outside.
We're back.
I thought you had a foot fetish website or some shit going on.
Who in the world got a foot fetish?
You. You say that? I thought you said that on one of the shows.
But only putting words in my mouth, asshole. Oh my God, foot fetish. Yes. What kind of, you know what? I'm kind of.
I said a foot fetish website, man.
No, I bet if I put one up, I'll make a lot of money.
Do it. Let's see.
You got to
have them ribs.
See,
and pussy too.
No soda, no pussy, no
McDonald's. I like that one.
Foot fetish. This.
That's why I turned the drops off. You guys are too.
We're not gonna.
No,
we're not gonna do a bunch of them.
Okay, let's move on. Let's move on to the next bill.
Good idea.
Let's go.
Because it is a big day with big bills, and there's another one being passed.
Capitol Hill.
Tennessee has passed a bill.
Tennessee
that will allow teachers to carry guns. Now I remember in my school the resource officer would be strapped.
Yeah.
And he
really?
He would be.
He was a cop.
He was a police officer.
Yeah. And maybe growing up too.
Maybe he just had a gun that he could, you know, knock people out with. I don't know. It looked like a gun to me.
No.
Wait a minute. You went to a high school. Was this at high school you told?
Yes.
Yeah.
Y'all had armed police?
Yes.
One guy.
Deputies.
Yeah, one guy.
What?
We had about two or three. One main one.
The one thing I can say I definitely did better than y'all was what I went to high school. We didn't even have that shit.
We called them. They called them resource officer.
Yeah, that's what they were called.
I went to
resource
high school. I went to Kirkwood High School in Kirkwood, Missouri. Very influential area, by the way. But it's in St. Louis County. So, and I'm from the city. So we got bused to the county and shit. So we didn't have when we got to school. We was like. Wow, I can let my hair down. I ain't worried about somebody trying to shoot me.
He's there to stop people from shooting you. What if there's a school shooter? He's the first one that's going to help you.
Not at our schools.
I guess.
Our school was not having
The cop was there the kids see the cop. They get used to seeing a person with a badge. They get used to the uniform.
I've seen our cop de-escalate some shit. There was an actual shooting in front of the school when I went to high school up in GI. And the resource officer had to step out and. What?
In Gin? What's G-I?
In G-I. In Gary, Indiana.
Oh.
Take a shot. Yeah.
So how do you feel about that, Memphis, with your if a teacher is going to be strapped? You don't think that's a good idea?
I don't like that. I don't like it at all because I don't trust these teachers out here fucking the kids still. So you mean to tell me I gotta trust a teacher?
We need more of that though.
Bring your KY jelly. Leave your gun at home.
Yeah.
Are these teachers gonna go through a psychiatric evaluation? You know what I mean?
They have to be vetting. They got to go through
like,
a whole thing.
But
I mean,
sure.
Like, really dig into their background. Are they happy at the school they teaching at?
No, they do.
Are they happy with they getting paid?
They do.
You know what I mean? Are they been? No, you can't speak for these teachers because you don't know.
No, they have to go through psychological background.
There's a vetting.
But are they really going to do it? Because, I mean, even today, people don't go through this, go buy a damn gun. You don't even do the necessary background for that. So what? I got to. No.
My
boy Ray Ray don't.
I did see where the teachers do have to go through some training before they carry one, and they do have to check a few boxes, like you guys are talking about, background checks and other things. So it's not just like, hey, memo out to all the teachers, tomorrow you can show up with your Glock.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're going to shoot in the gymnasium. You know, it's not the way
bring
it's
it for
work.
Show and tell.
Unfortunately.
We do have a video here. If we could roll it from the truck. This is from, I don't know what news source, NBC News.
Somebody come flying
over. Erupting in Tennessee's state capitol, where lawmakers just passed a bill that would allow teachers to carry concealed handguns in schools.
This is the reaction of rage, hurt, and anger.
Emotions were high as protesters descended on the House gallery, waving signs as House representatives
protesters
voted
were always
68
high,
to 28
high.
To
sure.
pass the bill, following the state Senate's lead. It's one of the biggest pro-gun moves by the state since the tragic shooting at the Covenant School in Nashville last year that killed six.
We are being blamed for putting guns in schools, but the purpose of it is to protect our children.
Nobody make an accent joke.
Legislation allowing teachers to carry guns in schools as states across the country grapple with how to address school violence. If signed by the governor, the Tennessee law would allow teachers to carry guns in schools where top administrators agree. The teachers would be required to have a permit, do training, and get a background check and mental health evaluation.
There you have it. They got to check some boxes.
Yeah, I mean,
like
I
this.
Don't trust it because it's so much more deeper than that, too, because you got to really know how a person tick because you're trusting these people around your children.
And the children are the ones you might have to watch.
No, screw that because that's a whole nother stuff.
Yeah, hey, rule America.
I'm just saying, I'm not a parent, but if I were a parent, you would have to convince me to allow my child to go to be in the classroom with somebody who I don't know you like that.
Now, what about with a paddle? Because I remember when I was in school.
We got it, too. We had a paddle. That's
the vice
fine.
Principal or the dean would have a paddle. And the one
our teachers had paddles.
Hell, yeah. If you got sent to the bench, you was in trouble, boy.
Maybe if these kids knew they were going to have their asses beat by the vice principal, they might not bring a gun to school.
I mean, shit, that's what...
Some of them might bring it because he got the paddle.
No.
Right, man.
See, the thing is, you got to stop making it hard for
kids
people to
fuckers,
get guns. You know what I'm saying? It's not a secret that these cats around the neighborhood be finding, like, these big-ass crates to be dropped in the middle of the night with a bunch of weapons and shit, and that happens in every major city.
Is it Fortnite?
100%
if you didn't know that, that's a fact. That does happen. So you got all these illegal guns on the street, and then you got the ghost guns and all this other shit. Stop making it hard for people to get weapons. And you cut all that out, you reduce a lot of crime and shootings and shit.
If I was a teacher, I would just have a gun anyway, and I wouldn't tell anybody. And I would just
have it. You
wouldn't
be a very good teacher, you liar.
I would just have it on me. And anybody mess around.
I'd like to believe
those
that
schools are the targets for school shootings
they are.
And like
and teachers,
more than any other place.
Teachers
I would be armed
by,
anyway.
Teachers, by and large, I like to believe are very responsible people.
They
so
love going to happy
really?
Hour.
They would.
I've
they, okay, that's fine.
Really?
So what a lot of people do. They would. I think they would. And I'm not saying that makes them in particular a person to have a gun. But I think it makes them a good judge of themselves on whether or not they should have a gun in a class or not.
Yeah.
If they could handle that responsibility. I think I could trust a teacher with that decision.
Are they going to go through some of like what kind of like crazy
they
got
to be able
scenarios?
To shoot a french fry at like 50 yards.
Hell yeah.
Pow!
I mean, think about it. I mean, say for God forbid, say that happens and that's a real life situation. Are they going to be calm enough to go through that?
That's what I'm saying.
Are they going to be put through?
If you can teach kids science and you can teach math and deal with a room full of teenagers, you could probably take out a terrorist, possibly.
No, that's not what I'm asking. Because
I
if
think
you,
they will pull
if you
the trigger.
In the heat of the moment, you don't know. You don't know what it's like until you're in the heat of the moment. It's easy to say with your mouth until you actually think about it and be like, God damn, like, if this shit actually happened, am I calm enough to make sure these kids are safe, protect them, myself, and take care of whatever this said threat is without just losing their fucking mind because people don't know who they ain't tight like that, like they say they is.
Honestly, for me, I say quit being cheap asses, hire more cops. They're trained professionals, or at least they should be.
Yeah,
and
right.
Let them deal with that shit. So I'm just saying. Theoretically,
I say give them to the hall monitors. Were any of you guys hall monitors?
I was
back in the day.
I carried a gun.
Snitches, look at you guys.
Snitches get stitches,
stitches
man.
Stitches my ass, man.
The little orange belt and shit.
Blowing
that shit.
By the hall homies you gotta pass. That would sneak out of class.
No, only the milkmaids got the whistles.
Y'all needed our own because we were hall monitors.
We weren't actually hall monitors, though. We helped students cross the road.
Yeah.
We were crossing guards.
Yeah, we did all that shit. But nah, when I was a hall monitor and my homies be cutting class, I'd be like, nah, hell no. I'd be like, yo, Mr. Such and Such, went that way. You got to go around the ring so you don't get caught.
He comes jumping out from behind the locker.
I was in the third grade. Chill out.
Starts young.
And I got credit for that shit, too. So, like, it's an elective I don't have to take. Perfect. Easy.
All right, let's move on to our next topic. There are no guns involved in our next topic.
Thank God.
No swords, either. It's a woman on woman in this next story we're going to tell you
about. Tell me more.
You guys have heard of Megan Thee Stallion, right?
Yeah.
We have.
No, who's that?
She's got that song, Body Yaddy Yaddy Yaddy.
You know who Megan Thee Stallion is.
I don't play dumb.
The girl who I was shaking her ass.
Yeah, I like Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, all right.
I like her ass, but I don't like her shaking it all the goddamn time.
What do you mean?
Because it's like, bitch, that's all you got to do, shake your ass and twerk. Like,
she raps too, I think.
She's on television commercials now, too.
I give her props for her hustle, though.
She's the person for Planet Fitness, like their person. Whatever.
I mean, she
spokesperson.
She's a big girl too,
ain't she?
No, she got a body like a stallion.
She's not big, but tall.
She's like six three.
She
got it right. Nah,
she's not that tall.
2024 Olympics.
I don't know.
Too.
I'm asking.
Nah, she's not doing the Olympics.
Yes,
I'm hoping we.
Shotgun.
Oh no, yeah, you're right.
Or shot put. She's doing the shot put.
No, but she's their spokes. She's like another, you know.
I'm hoping
weightlifting
spokesperson.
I'm hoping that we can get some footage of this tape. But
I hope
beautiful beam footage.
I doubt it because what had happened that I was reading was she was allegedly in a van coming back from a gig overseas, and there were a bunch of people in the back of a van, and her photographer was right next to her, and then she started having sex with this other girl, and the photographer was like, I can't believe she's doing this right next to me. Whereas most guys would be like, I can't believe she's doing this right next to me.
Hey, little bitch.
All right, so was she like receiving?
It don't even matter,
though.
That's that punk ass shit I was telling y'all about weeks ago.
Yeah,
that's that punk ass. You mean to tell me, okay, so you guys are in Ibiza, Spain, right? Ibiza, Spain is amazing. If you ever get a chance to go visit.
Okay.
You over there with Megan Thee Stallion. Y'all did some crazy show.
Sure.
Y'all in the van with a gang of people. May just happen to start going down or somebody went down.
I'll try to join in.
Woman, and your ass is like, ew, motherfucker, you should have been taking, I'm getting evidence and shit, video, all kind of shit.
What the fuck did this dude just say?
And just keep your goddamn mouth shut. You know what I'm saying? Like, what goes
That's what she told him. Like, she asked him the next day, were you in the van with us last night? And when he said he was, she was like, you better not tell anybody. And then she started like digging on him, though, ragging on him and like fat shaming him. And he said she was like calling him a fat bitch and telling him he was eating, and she was like, you don't need to be eating, you're eating too much.
We have the story here from NBC News. Let's hear the very latest on the Megan Thee Stallion story. Go ahead, roll the tape.
Hip-hop star Meg Thee Stallion is being sued by a former cameraman who accuses her of harassment and a hostile work environment.
The cameraman, Emilio Garcia, says he was trapped inside a moving vehicle with the rapper in a foreign country while she had sex with a woman right next to him. Megan Thee Stallion denies these allegations. NBC News Entertainment correspondent Chloe Malas joins us now. So, Chloe, a lot of like crazy allegations.
Chloe, what's the problem?
Action indeed.
Look how serious
he saying that Meg Thee Stallion told him, quote, don't you ever discuss
how do we get in this van?
What else is he claiming?
So in this lawsuit, he says that he endured emotional distress
and
that his job was affected and that eventually he didn't have a job anymore with Meg Thee Stallion after this alleged night that took place in June of 2022 in Ibiza, this island off the coast of Spain.
Nice.
And like you said, he says that he was in this car. He
looks like Jessica Rabbit.
He's been working for Megan Thee Stallion for a few years as a cameraman.
Sounds
and that
great.
He witnessed Megan Thee Stallion allegedly taking part in a sex act with another
woman.
So
how much money does the guy want for this?
Megan Thee Stallion allegedly said, did you see what happened?
How much money do you think the guy deserves? I don't think he really deserves anything.
Single, yeah, he already got paid.
Fuck him.
I deserve money because I'm next to a famous person who's having sex in a van.
I know this may not mean much.
You deserve nothing.
What the fuck you think was going to happen, dude?
Does
really?
He not like women? is he gay?
It doesn't. It doesn't matter.
Because if he's gay, then he might be offended by that. You know what I'm saying? So if he's that, if that's the case,
well,
I can
it
see
sounds
why
like
I,
there was drama caused with his work relationship with Megan Thee Stallion. He's claiming that it caused friction between the two of them because he had this evidence on his camera of what he filmed with her, and it got in the way of their professional relationship.
Man,
so why did he record
shit.
It?
Yeah, exactly. He might have should have known not to, like, film it.
Well, she says she wanted him to film it, and then after he filmed it. That's what he says.
Listen,
he says
did he save copies?
That's odd that she wanted him to film it, but didn't even remember he was in the
band. Oh, no, she remembered. They remember. Y'all know. Women don't forget shit. They know what the fuck they did. But here's what the thing was. She came to him and was like, look, dog. You saw what happened last night, right? Yeah, okay, I saw it. Your ass better not say shit, blah, blah, blah. And she probably did say some, like, mean shit to him or whatever. And he should have checked her ass. Like, look, I ain't going to say shit, but don't be talking shit. Just talk shit back to her.
That's a lot of shit there, man.
I don't give a shit.
Hey, I'm counting. There's like 12.
Listen, it all makes sense. He just being a little bitch.
So we all agree that we think the guy probably shouldn't get paid over
hell
this.
Hell no.
No, but he probably will, though.
I don't
he
think
might
for
get
that.
Something, though. Yeah, he might get something, though.
If they find that he lost his job.
Because it's called a hostile work environment.
Yeah.
If he can prove that he's in a hostile work environment.
He might win
and
that.
And
but
he lost
gonna,
his job,
but
which
he
did. But
he's going to lose all credibility in the industry now because ain't nobody going to mess with him because.
It's true.
You look at it like, okay, you going to get whatever love from her. They not already put the word out on homie. So. He might as well find something else to do because ain't nobody going to rock with him for a while because, dog, the rule is on the road, if you in the entertainment industry, what goes on the road stays on the road.
Yep.
Good, bad, and indifferent, as long as don't nobody die.
We're different people.
Or go to jail, you know? But
yeah he should have held her down on that one. Well, come on. You're not going to let her have some sex.
Yeah, he should have held her down in the other girl, too.
He should have got in on that
got
shit.
Got that little mustache all wet right there. Got
that
little mustache right there.
You guys are horny.
All right, let's not get kicked off YouTube again, guys.
Get some ass.
I would have did it.
Let's move on. Move on. Move on to our next one.
Sorry.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Jeez. Yes, the 2024 NFL draft is here. The Chicago Bears are on the clock, and they are widely expected to select former USC quarterback Caleb Williams. He could be the number one pick overall. He's out of USC, and excitement is building for other prospects like Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr., if you remember Marvin Harrison from the Colts, his son. Also, J.J. McCarthy won big games at Michigan, beat Ohio State.
Who could forget J.J. McCarthy?
But you being a Bear fan, myself being a Bear fan, Ramo G., what do you think the Bears should do with the number one pick when the draft takes place starting on April 25th, which is tomorrow? What do you think they should do?
I mean, honestly, it's not really what I think they should do. They're definitely.
It is. What do you think? Well, that's the question.
They're picking Caleb Williams. All signs point to that. They've had a dinner with him alone. Mm. He only had his 30, is what they call it, with two teams. The Bears were obviously one of them. He's worked out already with DJ and Allen.
Man, you sound like you know the team.
He knew his
the way
shit.
You're talking about.
Yeah. So it's DJ Moore. Yeah. So it seems like that's definitely going to be the move. I don't know if I would have went in that direction if it was my pick, but he's supposed to be special. So I'll let the people who make those decisions make them. And, you know, that's their ass, not mine.
Who would you pick?
I don't know. Like, I honestly may have traded that number one pick
you still
down
have to make
a couple.
Pick,
I would have got Marvin Harrison Jr. number one.
Who you like, gonna throw to him?
What?
He Who probably would have kept Justin Fields.
I would have kept Justin. Yeah.
Oh, we gotta say that.
I think with Justin would have had a better team. He could have did a lot better.
Or
you
a
know?
Better offensive line.
Yeah, definitely. You know what I'm saying? You could have added pieces with that extra picks you would have got with that. But hey, if they think this is the right move for the future, whatever.
What do you think, Tomcat? I know you're going to be glued to your TV. What do you think of the NFL draft?
I think Ramo is really smart about sports. Not much else, but sports, he knows, man. Memphis. I would go with what he says.
Let's move on from Tomcat when talking sports. Let's ask Memphis. Memphis, what do you think about the draft? Anything to add? Tomorrow night, you can watch it on ESPN and the ESPN app.
I think Jaden Daniels is going to have the better career out of between him and Caleb Williams, because they both Heisman Trophy winners back-to-back. Yep. Which, shout out to Reggie Bush for getting his Heisman back.
Yeah, I heard
you
that.
You know,
that
so salute
dope.
To him.
That's a great last name, by the way.
Bush. Reggie Bush. The president.
Him and Kim K hooked up at one point.
Yeah, I'm glad he dished that hoe.
She's got all kind
he
of Bush.
Got her ass out of
you
there.
You don't like Kim K?
Well, she stank.
He was like eight dicks ago.
She stank.
Oh. He was like eight dicks ago.
What the fuck did this dude just say?
I love Kim K.
You look
on the dick chart. There's me.
You dream Jeannie about her ass too, don't you, huh? You like, oh, Kim K and that little nice shit.
Kim K's butt is actually too big for me.
Yeah,
she got the fake butt, and when you see her, it doesn't. It's like
I think
not proportioned correctly.
That's it. The problem is the legs are too skinny for the
Hell
butt,
yeah.
and it looks like a Bug's Life. You ever seen those bugs in a Bug's Life?
That's hilarious.
That's what it looks like.
I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah,
it needs to be proportioned, or you look like
that is exactly what her
fucking
ass
cartoon
like.
Ant with your big ass sticking out, some skinny ass legs.
She got to go through the rest of her life wearing like maintaining that hideous ass that don't fit her right in the first place. Knowing good and well, if she just came down on it where it's like looks like her original ass was, she'd be all right. I mean, she'd still be a hoe, but she'd look better. You know.
So
let's move on to our next topic.
Thank you.
Were we ever not ragging Jeez. On some poor guys ragging on some lady? We got to stop it.
All right, let's rag on a guy this time.
Yeah.
We have a guy that has gotten caught recording up girls' skirts at Target. Ladies,
what?
I want you. This is a public service announcement for you ladies out there.
It wasn't me.
Look out for these creeps walking up and down the aisles at your local Target stores trying to pull a fast one and pull some kind of video looking up your skirt. We
How
have
dare
zoom
you?
In on that
buzz. Please. Jeez, do we have to play that?
Stop playing that drop.
Thank you.
That was me trying to quote someone else.
Was it?
It was.
Stop playing that drop.
Sounds like
Stop
you're
playing
about
that stupid shit.
Yeah, you're going to.
Dumbass shit.
Yes, please.
Right on time,
yeah.
Right on time.
That's great.
So let's roll the tape. Here's some footage of this guy inside
Beam footage?
The Target. For those of you watching on YouTube and Twitch and Facebook.
Okay, so that's the girl right there.
Oh, look
that
at him.
Jordan.
So there's. That's not Jordan.
That's fucked up.
He's got his phone. Would you shut up so we can watch the video? This is not funny. This dude's being a creepazoid.
Excuse me, what are you doing?
This sounds like
this is acting.
No, I just saw you put that underneath her dress.
This seems like a setup.
This is a setup.
It is.
You did.
That's a fake video.
You absolutely did.
Ma'am, I really wasn't. I promise.
Then show me your phone.
Yes.
Oh my
God.
No,
we're gonna call security.
Oh, I really.
You absolutely did, and you were following me over in the children's section.
Because I have a sister who's pregnant. Ma'am, I really wasn't.
You've been extremely close to me this whole time.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I really didn't.
Is
Let's
this real,
security.
Do you think?
It seems kind of fake.
Because this is absolutely wrong.
I really don't
Whoa.
Mean to.
No, you obviously did.
No, ma'am, please. I really didn't
No, let's
to.
Get security.
Let's get security.
Couldn't find
oh,
a
shit.
Better chick
Man
to
arrested.
Do it. Screwed up.
I was just saying, he doesn't have very high standards, yeah. does he?
Says that it was in a North Carolina Target, and the police say that this guy was recording. Oh, this kid looks like a kid. Recording up
someone I know.
Yeah, from the looks of his victims,
is
what's
this
the name of the website?
Yuck.com.
Were you trying to make
man.
People throw up?
That does not look like my son. Quit trying to associate him.
He's a dick. I know, right? That's
story.
So wrong.
He's in the back. Yeah, that's
he's terrible. Do it.
Oh man, this is terrible.
Get him, Jay.
So this guy ended up getting arrested. Although watching that for the first time and hearing the audio, it seems kind of staged.
It does
seem you can't tell nowadays. Everybody want
to
be oh, these God. Little crazy ass
make,
kids
yeah.
and shit. And it's like over the like, man, look.
Cause like, how was she videotaping that? Like,
right. Like, why you didn't say
before,
something
like,
to him when you thought he was creeping your
yeah,
ass out?
What is she? What was she? I don't understand.
All right, let's move on. That video was kind of terrible.
I don't like that shit. That's fucking the next.
If you're going to do it, you better do it with a, you know, you're going to get caught. You might as well yeah, check.
What happened to shoe cameras?
Yeah. Better looking jet cheese.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Don't be rude, Tomcat.
Oh, that's sorry.
Don't be rude.
Please.
That chick was ugly, though. I'm just saying.
Wow.
Well, I thought we were going to do a story where we did not talk bad.
Oh, yeah,
about
that's right. I totally forgot. I totally forgot.
She must be on her
next one. The next one. We'll do it on the next one.
Don't be rude.
Okay, the next one. Let's see if we can finally get through a segment.
Nope.
Without disrespecting anyone.
Hopefully. Nope.
The next topic is, should being homeless be illegal?
Oh,
this should be
hell
easy.
No.
This should be easy.
No, it's not.
So we have a clip here from the news where the Supreme Court is arguing to criminalize you if you are homeless, and the fees just keep racking up. If we could roll the tape, here's the story.
He's been homeless for about 2 years, spending a lot of his time at the emergency shelter of Northern Kentucky. But soon he'll run out of the number of nights he can stay there, meaning he may be back out on the street. And starting in July, that would become illegal under a new Kentucky law.
Going in reverse. You know, it's going to set everyone back months. You know, you going to court, clogging courts up, you know, they deal with serious crime, you know. But, you know, if you pass out a bus stop, you don't need a ticket or something like that.
The U.S. Supreme Court Monday heard arguments on an ordinance in Grants Pass, Oregon, barring public camping or sleeping outside, which many say criminalized homelessness. The ordinance is very similar to a section in the new Safer Kentucky Act, a sweeping crime bill passed by Republican lawmakers who also overrode Governor Andy Beshear's veto. NKU law professor Michael Mannheimer expects the Supreme Court to uphold the Oregon ordinance given its current makeup. That would essentially keep the Kentucky law in place. But if not?
If the Supreme Court overturns the Grants Pass ordinance, I think the Kentucky law would be in trouble. I think it would be constitutionally suspect.
Jason McKinley is on staff at the Covington shelter, but was homeless off and on for several years before becoming sober in 2020. He says the new law is a bad idea because it would make it harder for people to get jobs or get out of debt.
And how can someone that is going through homelessness be expected to pay a fine?
Yeah, if you get in enough trouble, though, you get free room and board down at the jail.
Can I kick this off real quick?
At the Marchino Hotel.
So the law states that the Kentucky House passed legislation that includes unlawful camping offense. That means that people can be arrested for sleeping or setting up camp in public places, including streets, sidewalks, under bridges, or in front of business or in public buildings. That doesn't mean you can't go set up in the woods and go to sleep and set up a tent. It just means you can't.
But if you're in a big city, there's not a whole lot of woods in the concrete
city,
jungle.
There are no woods anywhere in any city.
What the fuck did this dude just
so
say?
So you're saying, all right, I kind of agree with that. So you're saying there's nowhere to camp in a pub. There's no public places to camp in like a city.
No, you got parks.
I mean, everywhere in the city's public. Everything is a sidewalk. Everything is a park. Like, so there would be nowhere for these people
to go.
Not really.
To go.
It'd be hard for that. And I think they're not taking into consideration a lot of these people that are homeless. You know, they're not just lazy people that don't want to work. A lot of
them
have mental issues.
That's a very
small
percentage.
A lot of them have, you know, problems with alcohol or drugs.
Drug addiction.
Granted, you know,
large part of them.
Look, I get it. There's a lot of them could be self-imposed, but that don't mean you throw them in the garbage. Why don't we focus on getting them help? And making them productive members of society instead of throwing them in jail and making it worse on them.
Yeah,
Memphis, what do you think, Memphis?
Yeah, I was literally about to go there because that makes like no sense at all. People that have fallen on hard times, for whether their fault or not, it can happen to anybody. If you have been I've been homeless before, so I know. And it was no.
Where did you sleep?
In my car.
But if you have a car, it's not the same.
But not everybody has a car.
I mean, but it could be.
But it very well could be.
It makes those lines a lot shadier. You know what I'm saying?
Not only that, not everybody has a car.
I just think there has to be some laws with people setting up shop in public places where you can't have tents and stuff. You get what California looks like. It's all tore up.
And that's why I'm saying instead of doing this, why don't we supply help? Like, you know, I'm sure in a lot of places where there are homeless people, there are probably abandoned buildings.
Or,
city, take over the building.
Or how about
redo
this?
Something with it. Put
or
some money into it
this?
Where you can at least hold a couple homeless
money,
homes.
Stop wasting money on shit that ain't got nothing to do with us, for one. Stop sending money overseas that where it don't need to be. If you can't take care of home, you can't take nobody else. Most of the people that are homeless on the street are veterans.
A lot of them are,
but,
yeah.
But this
and
country
that's
sad. Hold on, Raymo. But this country is supposed to be so great, we don't even take care of our veterans who fought for the freedoms that we all, quote unquote, would say we have.
That we appreciate,
you
yeah.
See what I'm saying? So you telling me I'm supposed to be, yeah, let's go send Ukraine some bread. Let's break Taiwan off some. Oh, let's Israel, they starting shit. Let's hook them up too.
Yeah.
We supposed to be cool with that, right? No, fuck that. No, yeah. Keep that money right here. And I'm not a Republican.
Yeah, but they're just going to give it.
Wait,
they're just
going
to give it to migrants
hold
if it's here.
No,
that's what they're giving it to now.
Not, oh my God, here
no,
we go.
Not,
with this
don't
shit.
Even go there. Cut that
yeah.
shit
out.
Hey, oh
yeah, have to fight
yeah.
with you.
And
that's
I'm not. Listen, y'all know I'm not a Republican or Democrat. I see things how it is. Versus,
me too. That's how
I am. It ain't this whole this and that. Like, let's see for what it is. Let's cut through the BS for once. You see what I'm saying? They ain't even give shit to migrants. That's a whole nother situation when they been coming to hurt. But like I said, that's enough. We talking about what's in front of us right now. Just take care of the people on the street. Because you take care of the people that's on the street, guess what they do? They get jobs. They pay taxes. That's more money that's going into the economy versus trying to lock them up.
I think they could kind of do both where they're doing things to help take care of the
they
people.
Try, they
but also they could maybe pass this bill because I think this is a good bill. You just
that,
talked a lot. Can
they,
I talk for
they,
5 seconds while
they,
you're talking over me? We can't talk on top of each other.
Listen, they would have done that years ago. That's a flash in the pan. No.
Now you'll stop.
Yeah, because that didn't make sense.
I have a okay. fun. I have a fun video. How about we do that?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm
that
down.
Makes sense.
This is a homeless guy. That's a lot of fun. So you can also enjoy them.
Tyrone Biggums.
Let's go ahead and click play on this, and I think everyone.
Retro. Will.
Sing it, son.
Please come home. I got beans and bologna.
I've seen this before.
He's got them.
Please come home.
This guy's smooth. I like him.
Not a bad beat either.
I don't like this.
He's got beans and bologna, man.
I don't like this at all.
Why don't you like it?
I got beans and bologna.
Because for one,
he sounds good.
Is he making any money off of this? Do anybody know who this man is?
I got beans.
Do you understand what his mental space was at that moment?
Yeah,
who recorded that?
He's definitely fucked
you
up.
You see what I'm saying?
I know that.
Is he profiting from this video that y'all just circling around right now? You guys think that's funny?
I think it's
hilarious. I mean,
hilarious.
You find that's hilarious, right?
Hilarious.
Then
it's
what the fuck is wrong
hilarious.
With you?
Beans and bologna.
It's okay. Wait, it's okay to laugh at somebody who's literally
I wasn't laughing at him.
No,
I was riding out to
the
jam.
No, you thought it was a funny. No,
yeah, it's
fuck
funny.
That.
It's funny.
See, that
beans
means you're a fucked up
bologna.
Person because you
yeah,
can
man.
Easily be in that in that situation.
Yep.
And hopefully I'm
yeah,
singing
but,
songs.
And then it'd be okay if somebody laugh at you.
Yep. Keep coming at me with
no.
Shit.
I'm gonna come at you because you can't.
What's
keep
wrong with you, man? You got all fired up
no,
from
no,
last
no,
segment.
No,
you kept going. Now you're in this segment, and you're looking for a fight.
No,
well, you found it. Now
well,
you're here.
Well,
you
here
found
we are,
the fight.
Here we are. You
now what? Now what do you got
to
say?
You think it's funny to laugh at people that's down?
It's hilarious.
What's so
fucking
funny about
hilarious?
That? What's so funny about it, Tomcat? Please explain to
that
everybody.
Dude was funny because he
no,
made
no, no,
a little
no, no, no,
song
no.
and he was in there with beans and bologna.
Hold on, we are live on all platforms. Explain to the people why you think it's funny. That it's okay to laugh at people that's down on their luck. Explain that.
Because that video was funny because he had
no,
beans
no, no,
and he
no,
had
no.
bologna.
No, no,
he
no,
had
no,
bologna
no, no,
and
no.
beans and it were beans and bologna.
What? Stop dodging the question. Answer the question.
I just told you.
No, you talking
fuck
about.
Fuck you, Memphis.
Fuck
for
you.
For trying to call me out.
I'm going to call
suck
you
my
out.
Nuts.
You can suck
that's,
my nuts.
That was a funny ass video. What are you going to do about it?
What are you going to do
nothing.
About it? You ain't gonna do. You a fucked up individual for laughing at people that's down on their luck. That can
yep,
easily be
I told
your
you,
ass,
yep.
And we can laugh at your
you
ass.
Came,
right?
You came and got the fight you were looking for.
You look like I'm running.
Here it is.
Right here.
Here it is.
We would rather not do it live on air.
No, fuck that. You just can't say no dumb shit like that's fucked up.
I can say whatever I want. And you always trying to threaten violence for something
said,
somebody said.
Who said, did I say I was going to put my hands on you? Because if I say I was going to put my hands on you, I would say I'm going to put these hands on you.
It would be the biggest fucking mistake you ever made.
Yeah, okay, you keep talking,
fucking
man.
Right.
And then I will.
All right. I want you to do it. I want you to do it.
Next topic.
I want you to do it.
Next topic.
I want you to do it.
I want you to do it. He's calling your ass out.
All right, it's time for our not so good news. This week it's brought to you by BetterHelp. If you could use some therapy, you might want to contact BetterHelp.com/outcast. I know therapy helped me when I was going through my divorce. One, because my therapist said I was right, and I appreciated that. So you may appreciate some, you know, good advice from a therapist, and it's convenient, it's online, and you can save 10% on your first month.
Sure.
All you have to do is go to BetterHelp.com/outcast, and you save 10% on your first month's therapy. Let's go to our not-so-good news, man.
All right, time
DJ
for the
Tomcat.
News.
Go ahead.
April 24th, 2024. It is 24-24.
That's fun.
Actress
isn't it?
Shirley MacLaine turns 90 years old. Fun fact, her brother is actor Warren Beatty.
Mm.
Or Warren Beatty. Singer Barbra Streisand, 82 years old. Comedian Cedric the Entertainer, 60 years old
Ooh.
Today. Also, Kelly Clarkson turns 42.
Cute.
This day in history, baby. 2003, officials of North Korea informed U.S. diplomats that it had nuclear weapons and was making bomb-grade plutonium.
Oh, no.
1980, U.S. forces launched missions to rescue American hostages in Iran.
I remember that.
But the attempt failed and 8 U.S. service members were killed.
They were.
1967, Soviet cosmonaut Vladimir Komarov became the first man to die during a space mission when his spacecraft became entangled in his parachute during attempted landing when he was coming back in. That's right. In 1898, Spain declared war on the United States.
What?
Today, we are celebrating International Guide Dog Day. Denim Day, which is actually for sexual assault victims, which is kind of weird.
What?
National Brandon Day. Let's go, Brandon. National Pigs in a Blanket Day. National New Kids on the Block Day.
Hanging tough.
Yeah. Hanging tough.
How about
All right, first up, my first video here is actor Alec Baldwin versus crackhead Barney and friends.
Can you please say free Palestine one time?
What's
Why
this?
Why did you kill that lady?
This is Alec Baldwin being confronted by a podcaster named Crackhead Barney.
No jail time, Alec. No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin. Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone.
I might have hit her, too.
Yeah, he's about to.
Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time. One time,
please.
Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec. Just say free Palestine one time.
I want to hit her, and I'm not even
one
there.
Time.
That's what everyone
time.
Says about this.
I wouldn't do it.
And I'll leave you alone.
She's a woman.
Free Palestine.
Oh, but that's Alec Baldwin.
He's holding it together.
Watch this move right here. This is the move.
Please say it.
He's had enough.
One time.
Oh.
Ouch.
Yeah, that was a good left.
He says to the lady, like, hey, can you do something for me? And then he, like, grabs the phone.
He judo chopped her phone.
That's what I get.
All right, next up. Cops are arresting pro-Hamas supporters at NYU, also Columbia University, over the past week. Like, all the colleges and campuses in the country have been on fire with protests and anti-Israel protests going on. They're calling for the divestment of college and university funds from Israeli military operations.
No, they pro-Hamas or pro-Palestine?
They are pro-Hamas.
That's different.
They're saying, chanting, we are Hamas. They ripped up their 10 cities
right?
there. Somebody threw a chair at a cop or whatever.
What is News Nation? What is that?
Yeah.
It's a new network that's got Cuomo from CNN that's doing the nightly news.
Also, it's another one of those right-wing places.
No, Cuomo would be from CNN. So.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Go ahead. Yeah.
I was just going to say, Cuomo, I would say he's more kind of in the middle of that Cuomo, but he used to be on CNN, if you remember.
Jewish students have been told to go home and finish the semester at home, which is only about 2 weeks left, apparently, and online and remotely they'll be finishing their school. This week we had an AI dogfight between a human pilot and an actual AI jet, the X-62A Vista. An aircraft was an S-16 fighter jet modified to test and train AI software, engaged in a dogfight against a human pilot and another F-16 at Edwards Air Force Base with speeds topping up to 1,200 miles per hour.
Damn.
Wait, say that again?
One of the jets is completely AI, and there's pilots in it just to make sure everything's cool, but the AI program is dogfighting with a human. And they didn't say who won for reasons of national security.
When you say dogfighting, what does that mean?
Dogfight is when two aircraft are trying to knock each other out of the sky using
like
their weapons.
Like they do with Top Gun.
Yeah, that's dogfighting.
Yep.
And I don't like that, man.
Oh, it's crazy.
They don't use live rounds.
They were actually updating the program and the software while the jet was in the air, which is something that is nuts.
Do they not know what they're doing?
Yep, I think they do.
Well, we already fly drones that are pretty like much the same way. Now it's just a fighter pilot.
But if that thing gets a hold of a real plane, then it's kicking everybody's ass.
Speaking of AI, Drake this week uses AI to diss Kendrick Lamar with the help of Tupac and Snoop Dogg. Here's a little bit of the song, possibly. Drake continued his feud with Kendrick Lamar with his diss track, Tailor Made Freestyle, which starts off with AI, Tupac Shakur addressing the rap beef.
Kendrick, we need ya, the West Coast savior. Ain't great in your name, it's some hip-hop history.
So that right there is
Does that sound like Tupac?
Tupac.
Yes.
He's flowing like Drake, though. That's the thing. This doesn't sound like Tupac flow.
That is not a Tupac flow.
No, the sound is, though. All right, my last story is this week, the number one movie in America is a movie called Civil War, which is about Civil War in America. Civil War is a 2024 dystopian film written and directed by Alex Garland. It follows a team of journalists traveling across the United States during a civil war which has engulfed the nation. The cast includes Miss Kirsten Dunst, Spider-Man's lady. Can't she just call Spider-Man, I'm wondering?
She gave that upside-down kiss to Spider-Man. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a good
I've gotten one of those before.
So they really.
Oh, wait a minute. That's something different.
I thought this was like a joke. So I didn't think this was going to be like actual real movie. They really made a movie called Civil War.
Yeah, it's not political either. Actually, California and Texas are on the same side in this movie. But they do get all the way to the Capitol and murk the president in this movie.
That's interesting.
It's crazy.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts.
Oh, no.
So that's the end of your not so good news?
Yeah, I thought the thing was going to have volume, but that's okay. That's the news. Yeah, it's actually it's number two on Rotten Tomatoes. Second only to Annabelle, which is a horror movie. Annabelle,
and how about the new Exorcist or the Omen movie? How's that doing?
Isn't that the Annabelle one? That's not
No,
that's not. No, that's look it up. I don't even know if it came out yet.
Yeah, it's out. It came out a couple weeks ago.
It was doing pretty good. I can't wait to go see it.
Are you ready to rock?
Hey, that kid's fucking around with all this AI stuff, man.
Are you ready? We didn't give out who was going to be in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. We're almost out of time, but these are the names that will be going into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Mary J. Blige.
All right, Mary J. got in.
She will be going in. And also Ozzy Osbourne. I mean, how is Ozzy not in?
Already,
and
right?
then we have Tribe Called Quest is getting in.
Yes, sir. Dope. All right, Tribe.
R.I.P. to Fife Dog.
Yep.
Dave Matthews Band.
Nice.
Never was my thing, but I know a lot of people
that
really
like them.
They got
some good music, man. I like them.
The band Foreigner, you know, Hot Blooded. Check it. And see, they had a lot of great hits.
Not familiar.
Hot Blooded.
Peter Frampton is going in.
That's a big name.
And as we said earlier in the show, Cher is going in.
Cher. That's a solid lineup. Man. That's a pretty solid lineup.
And then Jimmy Buffett, Dionne Warwick will be recipients of a Musical Excellence Award.
She should, dude. Right. She's been doing it forever.
R.I.P. to Jimmy Buffett. We hope you've enjoyed today's program. You know, it is the Outcast podcast, so it does, you know, gets a little out of line at times, but that's why you love it. We appreciate everyone that's listened. We appreciate our sponsors, Liquid IV. We stay hydrated thanks to our friends at Liquid IV.
Yes.
They got all the flavors. They got the vitamins. They got the minerals.
Delish.
We hope to see you back here next week. Thanks for listening. You guys got anything to say as we say so long today? Shout out to Jordan and Jacob back in the truck for the videos and to the audience.
Yeah.
Messed up doing that upskirt, Jordan.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. He's a dick.
Ski.
This is y'all. Some pizza. I gotta pee.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper?
a woo-hoo-er, a hand clapper, a high-fiver. I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.